I'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us before from the Chesterton Arts Center, the president and the CEO of that organization, Wendy Marciniak. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Wendy.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So nice to see you, Wendy.
And by way of full disclosure, I'm also on the board as vice chair for Chesterton Arts Center, just so everyone knows. Well, you've got some big event coming up pretty soon, something that I guess we didn't have last year. So tell us about that.
You are so right, and we are so excited to announce that 62nd Annual Chesterton Art Fair will be happening this year on August 7th and 8th at Dogwood Park in Chesterton, as in previous years. And so we're really, really excited that the fair is back, and we have about 70-plus artists that are really excited about coming to the fair and showing you everything that they've been working on. And we have some other new events planned at the fair as well.
Can you name some of the artists? And I wanted to back up, actually. The deadline has been extended, right? So you're still accepting applications?
We are indeed through July 31st of this year, yes. So as far as naming artists, there are so many that are new this year that would be a little difficult, but I can tell you
some of our favorite returning ones.
Oh, sure. And some of our local artists will be back as well, such as Mark Vandervin, Marianne Pals, George and Kathy Millett. So yes, there will be many of our favorites, and then along with some new artist friends as well.
And what kind of activities do you have, for all, the whole family?
Yes. We will have a wonderful children's art activity booth this year where our young artists who are inspired by walking through the fair can actually stop and create some of their own art to take home with them. And also we have some new musical performers to announce, and we're really excited about that. And also some new food vendors will be joining us this year so that everybody can come and plan to spend the day with the family at the fair and know that there'll be great food, great music, great art, things to do for children. So we know it's just going to be a wonderful family experience on both days, Saturday and Sunday.
I remember in past years you had a caricature artist. Is he also going to be there?
You know what? At this point, I'm not sure if he is or not, but we are planning to have some artists doing demonstrations on site. So you might be able to stop and watch an artist at work, and many of them also work in their booths as well.
And you said you had music, so what's different about the music lineup this year as opposed to previous years?
Well, this year we have some new musical acts that are going to be entertaining, such as the Billy Foster Trio will be performing on Saturday, along with Allie Christian, who's a local young entertainer and a very talented artist also. So she'll be performing. We'll have Mike Owens. On Sunday, we'll have Captain Ambivalent and Duo Sequenza, Deborah Silbert and Paul Bowman, who are local, but they travel all over the world performing. So we're really fortunate to have them.
And Marco Villarreal, I think, is also on the line up there just on Saturday. So
Yes, at 10 a.m. from 10 to 11.
Right. Well, and they're going to be performing, as I understand it, in the pavilion as opposed to being out like under the tree or something like that. So that's kind of a different environment.
Exactly. And we know that it'll be much better for the performers, but also for the folks that want to sit and listen to under the shade of the shelter.
Now, can people donate to the operation? But then what's the cost of admission? And I guess you can also get your tickets online. Tell us about that process.
Yes, you can purchase tickets on Eventbrite, and the ticket price has not changed. It is still only $5 for ages 12 and up. Children under 12 are free, and there's free parking, handicap accessible parking. And as I said, tickets are also available on Eventbrite ahead of the event, or you can pay cash at the gate.
Excellent. And you said Dogwood Park. What's the location of Dogwood Park for those of people who might be listening outside of the area in Chesterton?
Well, Dogwood Park is located just about a mile off the 49 bypass, and it's at the corner of 1100 North and 23rd Street in Chesterton. so you can't miss it. And there will be signage guiding you to the park from the bypass.
Well, as we wrap up here, tell us about where they can find out more information on the website, and also information if any artists are hearing this, that they still may want to get a booth and contact information now.
Absolutely. Yes, you can visit chestertonart.org to find out more about the fair. And also artists may apply to be in the fair from that site. And also, if you'd like to volunteer at the fair, we'd love to have you. We have job opportunities at the fair that can suit anybody's needs, whether it's sitting or if you're okay with walking around. And we'd love to have your help. And of course, you get free admission to the fair if you're a volunteer. So there's a plus.
Well, thank you. That's Wendy Marciniak from the Chesterton Art Center about the Chesterton Art Fair coming up August 7th and 8th at Dogwood Park. Thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you for having me, and we'll see you at the fair.
Thank you.